Blog Talk Radio.
Here's a song that I wrote about 3 weeks ago. Every once in a while I like to write something to my creator because I believe in him. We need you right now. There's no one else to turn to but you, yeah. You're the only answer to the situation.
Just a little bit more each and every day.
Pastor said, I can live because They got it so twisted by when they tell you about that he can't pluck you out of my hand, nothing. Only time I know it can is when you walk away from him. I can't believe when you walk away from God and doing your thing, thinking God is still in the mess. Because I read one of the scriptures that he won't dwell with an unclean vessel.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And I don't know, Reggie, I know you got something going on, but I was listening to that, and I was just thinking about how that, man, we got the, we tickling them so much with all this Latin, with all this hollering and stuff, and we tickling them so much, man. People are getting in the motion with the humming, and we tickling them so much. And I'm telling you something, man, I really believe it. Every pastor will have to speak for his church. Every place you get a chance to speak or teach, Reverend, you might be counted for it. Whether I don't get to,
yeah,
I'm going to be counted for it. So if I'm applying the scripture for, and so people can still safeguard and don't change, Jesus told the woman we're caught in the middle of adultery. He told her this. I know I'm all beat right now. Red, you got it. I just want to put this in. He called them. And they didn't bring the man. They brought the woman, right? And they put him to her. They said, Moses said, once you get caught in them committing adultery, you're supposed to stone them to death. What did you say, Jesus? Jesus bowed down on his knees and got something, little dirt and sand there, and he just started writing. And they act like he act like he didn't hear them. They act like they didn't say it now, so they repeated to him again. Reverend, they repeated to him again. And Jesus looked up at him. And I don't know, maybe you miss, there's some smart people out there, man. I'm not going to say I'm that smart. But maybe they know what he was writing. But I just figured what I think he was writing. You know, I figured that he wrote down whoremonger. I figured he wrote down liar. I figured he put out backbiters. I figured he put out adultery. I even figured he put out, if you don't know what this means, busybody, taking, going to house and being a gossiper. You know, I believe he put all that down there, and he asked the question, whoever is standing right here have not seen, if I can paraphrase it, have not seen, cast the first stone. Cast the first stone. And the Bible said from the oldest to the youngest, they cast it right there. I want to say if I could just give my mind to think a little bit, these, as he wrote them sins down, this is me now, this is Eric, you know, as he wrote them sins down, he stepped back and wrote them, stepped back. So every time they dropped a stone down, they dropped a place right where they sinned there. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, so they dropped it down. I'm a liar, so I can't throw my stone. I steal. I can't throw my stone. I'm a covenant. I can't throw my stone. So all of them dropped their stone down. And Jesus looked at that young lady. And he asked her, "What is thou accuser?" And she looked around. Didn't see none. And what did he say? He looked. He said, "Neither accuse." He said, "Go." And this is the thing about the lesson that we teach and preach. He said, "Go. Go now, my daughter." But then he told her this here, "Sin no more."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is a practice center. I'm almost through, Reverend. There's a practice center. Someone who practices sin. Someone who wake up and sin. I know we are all a sinner and saved by grace. I know we're not under the law. I know we're going to mess up. I know we're going to bust our head wide open. But there's nowhere in the world Jesus that went to Calvary for you to keep on sinning. Mm-hmm. Look what I'm saying. They're just sin free. One part of the Bible, Paul said, he said, "For God forbid that you stay no longer in sin." Man, I'm telling you, this man blew my mind. And these people hollering and preaching pastor, and he was doing that. I hate to talk about preachers, man, but this when he started talking about salvation, man, it just made my body just and my mind just say, man, why are we trying to people please people, man? What we get out of people pleasing? All thing I see, we getting the earthly praise, we getting tangibles, materialistic blessings, but we're not. What did they say, Reverend? We are not soul searching the people, because there's gonna be a time. The Bible said, "What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What did he exchange his soul for?" You understand me? And I'm through when I say this here. Man, the ministry has to be preached, man. And talk. And man, it's like a two-edged sword. It's like we are cutting ourselves as we talk to you. And that knife is like a double-edged sword. It cuts going in and coming out. If someone is teaching and preaching the word of God and still remain the same after they teach it or preach or hear it, I beg the difference if they really believe in what they preached in. Because sometimes you search yourself after you do a lesson, after you preach, or you receiving it, and you start looking in there. I've been taught, I don't go to the church expecting to say that was just for Reverend Henry. You know what I'm talking about? No, that was for Eric. You know, I don't have a nursery rhyme for you. Now Bible study is a nursery rhyme to me. It is a lesson plan that I try to apply it to my life, and that you should hear and apply it to your life. Quit falling out there, because you know God got to be getting close, because He said man and children don't want to hear sound doctrine in the last day. He said it was going to be a great falling away. Church, wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up, church. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. Ask God for understanding. I'm not saying we under the law, but I'm saying we subjective to the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you have to stop and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me for what I thought and what I'm about to do. You know what I'm talking about? Lord, I've done it, Lord. Move this place out of my mouth. You know what I'm talking about? I just can't believe that you can have the goodness of God in you and you remain in the same sin you just say you repented from. I just don't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe it hurts you to your heart if you're sinning right now to the Lord. You shouldn't be that careless and wake up in the morning just looking for sin. So, well, I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. And that's true. I believe it. You'll be salvation there. Yeah. But I want to say this. There's going to be some change in your walk, in your talk. Now watch this here. I know I talk too much. And I'm going to say this in passing. When you pray for the ministry, anyone that's standing in prayer in God's word in these last days, that God touched someone's heart, that God changed some man's mind. And we didn't got so wise now that we get the Bible because it don't fit my understanding. In some way, I got to make it fit my understanding. Some things we not going to understand real until we see His face.
Mm-hmm.
We not. And I'm saying this in passing. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer, because I believe the preaching has to be proper. I believe the preaching has to be taught in a way that if you can't preach and teach it, let somebody get up there and stand and preach on God. Standing, and I ain't talking about no law. I'm talking about teaching you that Jesus said, when He told Peter, he rebuked Peter. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't tell me what the Holy Spirit won't do when you're among somebody. Sometimes you got to rebuke people. Reprove people. That's what the word does. Mm-hmm. It does. And I'm going to tell you something. And it comforts you. It's in a time like we're doing right now. Yeah, you keep running this race and the devil ain't never touch you. I'm going to tell you, you probably walking real close to him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You running around and ain't never had no problem since you've been in this ministry of God. I ain't talking about God playing. I'm talking about is walking and saying that's your Savior. And if you ain't had no problems, watch this, Reverend. If you ain't had no trials and tribulation, you might be walking pretty close to Him. Thank you. I just wanted to say that because I know. Yeah, what I heard yesterday, man, I said, Lord, that's sad, man. That brother, look, he got about 15,000 people in this church, man. You know? I mean, wow, it was deep, man. I listened. I'm going to listen to it again. Maybe I just misunderstand it, man. I'm trying to see what it is, man. He knows him, what he's doing until these folks here, because he got a doctor behind him. He's actually, I guess he got him making more, it makes it right, though, right? Because he even taught the way how to preach. You know what I'm saying? I remember Paul said with all the knowledge he had, Reverend, he stopped and tell them what he was telling them. It didn't come from that; it came from the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
So pretty much, the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Pray for me now, because I'm gonna look at that thing again. I'm gonna look at it and pray for God for. I might have misunderstood him. When he said once saved, always saved, I just don't believe that. If somebody got something on that, can help me with that. Please help me with that. Please help me. Because maybe I might be looking at it wrong. But I don't believe you can accept the Lord and still remain the same, man. I just don't believe it. I believe that's going to be a change about you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. To add unto, thank you, Jesus. God allowed the Holy Spirit this morning for the preacher's sake to be forerunner. to give confirmation to answer prayer, to answer the unasked questions, even the questions that are asked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you, Father God, for another expression of love that you bless us to see this day, Father God, and you give us even a special blessing, allowed us to come and reason in your word, Father. We say thank you. Father God, we ask that you bless us, help us, teach us. Oh, Father God, keep us in the name of Jesus, Father God. Keep us even from strange doctrine. Keep us, Father God, that we may continue to know thy way, follow thy way, accept thy way in Jesus' name. We do pray, Father God. Now we ask you, bless us this time, this hour, in Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, we'll just get right into the lesson. We'll just let the lesson speak for itself. Thank you, Jesus. But I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord because I had a prayer. Reverend Brian didn't even know nothing about this prayer. God bless. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Second Corinthians. Paul speaking with this. Second Corinthians. Thank you, Jesus. He had already visited them a few times. Thank you, Jesus. And Corinthians, they were knowledgeable people, but I spoke on knowledgeable people. Well, but God bless Paul to go through there and try to persuade.
Reverend.
Even the knowledge.
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
You know what just happened just then?
Talk to me.
All the lights went out.
Thank
it
you,
came
God.
Back on. My computer,
ooh.
The instrument I'm expecting the product with right now, all of it went on.
Mm-hmm.
It came back
ooh.
On.
Ooh. Thank you, Jason.
I'm going to say something, Reverend. You got it. But I'm going to say something. I'm a young man, very young. I'm just 54 years young, right? And I've been doing this preaching thing for almost 18 years, and I've been walking with the Lord, rededicating my life back to him in 97. And
thank you, Jesus.
He have never, ever, even when they laughed at me, man, when I was trying to pronounce words,
mm-hmm.
I can't sing. They laugh, you know. And Even when they do all of that, God never let me like a fool because I was bold enough to keep doing what I did. That statement I made a while ago, and I don't know who on this phone might believe like I believe or don't believe like I believe, but I ask from my heart, I need prayer because I want, I want to be an effective minister for God. I want to be so effective that it started me first, because if I'm teaching wrong or preaching wrong, I want God to tell me. And we prayed, Rev got something. He's gonna get in Timothy, and God, because Rev don't not know when he said it. Hey Rev, everything went off in this office, man. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I was trying to help him get the phone, take a picture, but it came back on. So you know what God told me? That was for you. I'm talking about, I said he gave that for me because he felt my heart, man. Because he know I want to I want to teach right. I want to preach right. I want to show people I believe like Solomon was. When Solomon said he could have answered anything from God, but he wanted the things to lead God's people, man. And God gave him that in double. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I'm glad to wait, but I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit is doing. The church is getting so close of want the gimmicks and the things to keep them coming to you, the church. You've got to get with this brother taught, man. This brother's a doctor, man. I'm going, you know, he weighs more than I am, you know what I'm talking about? But I just, he just sidetracked me, man, because every time I hear that, if they ain't talking about prosperity, if they ain't talking about you can live. I got to know what is. I've been reading. I just don't see it, man. What it says about you can live any kind of way and serve God. I've read scripture. Hebrews 10 and 25. He said, if you willfully sin, you lose the sacrifice of salvation. What are they going wrong with, man? What is it? I want to know. It hurt me, man. It hurt me, man. It's a lot of people hollering, and we like people singing and loud. We didn't got messed up, man, with this world of life. We didn't got messed up. Sound doctrine is not good for people anymore. It's the ear gospel, man. And I'm going to say this again. God, thank you for hearing my, Reverend, anybody know that when the lights go off and been around the ministry that we've been under, know that God spoke and he's in the midst. Oh, I meant to tell you, I told you earlier, he would not let us like no fool. You might not receive the teaching here. You might not receive the preaching here. But can you pray for us? Because I'm earnestly, please someone, pray for me. And I want, because I want to be effective. I don't want to get guide nobody wrong. I'm openly being transparent right now. I'm asking you to pray for me because I heard something. And I ain't the first time I heard it, but I heard thousands and thousands of people hollering to this man. And I'm telling you, man, the brother sounds so eloquent. He can articulate. He can speak and carry the word, man. Ooh, boy. Somebody said, you ought to be understanding. But I saw people, I saw not just him, man. I saw people was hungry for what he was saying. You know what I'm talking about? And all this old plan and stuff. Who are you to tell me? That's just, I know, man, that's the truth. But I'm just telling you, I was just listening. I'm just seeing how things are going. And I'm telling you, man, God's getting close, man, to the church. The church of God. Keep on hollering behind all these people. You better listen to what they're saying and go back and read that stuff before you say amen to it. You better go get some, you better study and show yourself approved. Workmen should not be ashamed. But rightly divide the word and truth. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Reb, but I'm telling you, man, he's here. Give him a word, Reb. Give him a word. Let me get out your way, man. Give him a word. Give him a word. Give him a word.
Thank you, Jesus. And we thank God today. trying to see how I can unfold this unto you so you can understand. Oh, hallelujah. You know that question? If it, you know, should we continue, you know, since we're up under the grace and not the law, and telling that, God forbid, I believe, Galatians 5, you know. So how is it that? How is it that those that say they're saved and sanctified and filled with this Holy Spirit, even God is governed by his word. The Almighty, the Creator, the Ancient of Days. Oh, hallelujah. So how did that we would expect, oh Lord, be careful with the foolishness ways of man that when we talked about, oh hallelujah, that would deceive. They can even the adversary himself knows the word and knows the loopholes and knows how that it can deceive. But oh hallelujah, but if you search for God and honestly want his way instead of your way, or to see how you can try to have the best of both worlds. Oh Lord, but you need to genuinely seek God, genuinely want his way, even if it caused torment about your way of living still. Pull off that you may put on. Thank you, Jesus. Second Corinthians. Oh, Hollywood. We'll just read a little bit and we'll give you what God gave us. Amen. Second Corinthians, 5th chapter. Hallelujah. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, listen, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. But if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Listen, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. And read on down. Now he that hath wrought us for the self-same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while as we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body, present with the Lord. I have a question. You know, I have a question. How are we going to say we in love with God, but we don't want to accept his way? You know, we don't want to accept what would please him. The wages of sin is death. But God allows us a way out. The second part of that verse will let you know. But the gift of God is eternal life. Eternal life. This eternal life is a gift given to us, but we still have work to do to obtain this victory. This victory, we have to live in a way that is God. You can't just do anything and think he God is going to accept it. But there is a labor for us to do. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For us to be presented, there is something that we must do so that we can clothe ourselves. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can clothe ourselves. When sin should make us irritated, sin should make us turn, it's to turn our stomach. And those that teaching that it's all right to, you can do this and you can that, and you have this, that God is going to just accept. Oh, hallelujah. 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 To be held naked is a bad thing. to be found unclothed is not a good thing. God lets us know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he's given to us a temple that the Holy Spirit may dwell in. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We as believers, we can be well assured by faith. By faith, he has a happy end for us. But it's by faith, by faith. Faith, faith, faith. We have to walk in it. We have to believe in it. We have to know this sound doctrine. Once he allows it to be put into our hearts, he has a reward for us that you can receive. that you've been striving to receive. If we could just live any kind of way and God accepted, he would not allow it to be have written in the scriptures, and he lets us know you be holy. For I am holy. You know, you said, I believe, I confess in Romans. Said, I believe, and confession is made. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And believe is in the heart. God is raising from the dead. Oh, hallelujah. You said you believe that, and you accept his way, that he expects you, what you have come into the knowledge in it, to walk after his way, to govern yourselves accordingly. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So if you want to be in God's presence, you start need to act like you're, you need to act in a way by faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Act this way by faith. Do you want to be present with the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Or do you want to continue to try to accept your own way or what tickles the fancy? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Serious, serious, serious. Here is what Paul was trying to express. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To these smart people. To the philosophers. Oh, to those who not want to be holy, but just want to be smart and crafty. Oh, Lord. You know, sometimes we can be too smart for our own good. Hallelujah. 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 But if you want to know the truth, ask of him. Have the answer and wait on it. And every time he will show you. Every time. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And pray. Send you someone who's trustworthy and who has the heart of God, who quickly wants to repent. It's like when Brian was saying, Lord, if it's me, show me. But I want to be pleasing in my sight. I want to be a good servant. See, everybody want to jump in the a preacher's seat, but very few want to know the heart of God, that they may lead the people the way God wants the people to be led. Very few want to set aside their own way and accept God's way in the fullness thereof, that God himself can use that individual, hallelujah, in a way that will be pleasing in his sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, and whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Mm-hmm. Listen here, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone may receive the things in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Paul trying to tell him, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. Listen, why would he have it written? And even when you escape everyone else, God still, you're still in the presence of God, even by yourself. You think no one can see you, but he has set up counsel on the inside of me. He's continually judging you, continually trying to persuade you to do what is right to God, what God will be pleased with. I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. You gotta put this in your mind. Be in counsel with you. Will govern yourself accordingly. Why is it written this way if we can just do whatever we want to do once we say? There are rules. There are laws. There are precepts. There are things God put everything, hallelujah, you need, the manual right before you, that you may read and govern yourself accordingly. Why would he let it be written in Revelation that if you add or take away, you know, if you try to twist this doctrine to deceive one, to that the itching ear, that they may be eager. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The same will be added unto that individual, your mind be praising it. Oh, great God, for we command not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasions to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory, and not in what heart? To be, you know, he wants us to take counsel of our heart. Hallelujah. He wants us to accept his way and be governed by his way. Hallelujah. If it was all right, why was necessity for to be born again? If it was all right, why did he take a vessel that knew no sin and was no sinner, but sin be put up on him for our sake? Hallelujah. That we may accept his way, that his life that was living perfectly. That we may strive, hallelujah, in this body to live best we can. Hallelujah. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. That he died for all, that they which live should not live unto themselves, O Holy Father, but unto him which died for them and rose again. We can't just live unto ourselves. He made the ultimate sacrifice. Hallelujah. 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 That he could die and go back to heaven, but send us a comforter that we should accept and would help us govern our ways through when oh, hallelujah. Even if you don't read and study, but it's profitable for you to read and study, set up counsel within you, hallelujah, that would lead you, that would guide you, that would help you, that would make you groan and yearn for his way. Hallelujah. So it would be something down within you, hallelujah, that would start drawing you, that I got to be better. I got to live better. I got to learn him. I got to need this time for me to start studying to show myself approved that I accept his will, his way. I need to learn of him, look for myself, read for myself, find out for myself. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good to, oh, hallelujah, find a church home. It's good to find a pastor, but you be praying. Hallelujah. This soul, this is your soul salvation. Hallelujah. You need to be praying. Hallelujah. God will lead you somewhere that when some is erring, when some is going astray, hallelujah, you'll know it because it just won't sit right within you on the inside when you hear things. Hallelujah. That preachers may have started out good. But some along the way have accepted things that would cause the error or would cause a get off course a little bit. But you will know that when you're following after the Holy Spirit. That's why it says, he that died for all, and that which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. When you accept, when you say, I believe, it's no more about you. It is about Christ. And accept the way that he lived and try to live as best you can. Hallelujah. When you fall down, get up and Lord, forgive me, but help me get back to the straight and the narrow. Govern my steps, my thought, my mind, my heart. Quickly repent and open your eyes, my boy. The Lord, let it be said. He'll show you he loves you because he chastised, he whoop you when you do wrong. Hallelujah. But you have to accept his way, hallelujah, and pray and ask the Lord, is this all right, Lord? Am I walking in your way? God, if you have a sincere prayer to the Lord, hallelujah. If you're sincere with it, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me read verse 15 and 16 time in together. He needs it. And that he died for all that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet know henceforth, know we him no more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can't know him in the spirit if you're going to live after the flesh. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can't know him if you're going to be so carnal. Oh, hallelujah. That's why it's a necessity that we be as spiritual as we can, not looking for to continue. Why would we be called to come out of the world but yet still live like the world, still live like heathens? Why would be pressed upon us, hallelujah, for to change if it was all right with God? We talking about the author, the finisher of our faith, the creator. Why? And we're trying and we're striving for an eternal victory. But why is it that men think it's okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If a new way was not necessity, oh hallelujah, why would he want old things to be passed away? If the old way was acceptable and all right, why he want to make a new creature? Why would he reconcile himself? Oh hallelujah, hallelujah. Why would he humble himself to behold creation that he had made, that he may come since Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, to, that we could be reconciled back to him. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Oh, hallelujah. Why would he do all this? Think about it. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Listen. Think about it. Why would he do all this? Why would he take part of himself? If it was okay once you accept this. Oh, hallelujah. But he tells us. He tells us to mend our ways. He tells us to conform. He tells us to renew your mind daily. Hallelujah. That lets you know right there. To renew, to stay steadfast. Unmovable, always abiding. Why would he let that be written? Why would it be pressed upon? Lord, have mercy. Think about it. Why? If one saved, always saved. If long as you accept it, but knowing that when you accept something, when you truly accept something, you're going to pattern yourself after it. When you truly accept, when you accept his way, you're going to do his way. Hallelujah. You say with your mouth. You confess it with your mouth, but then confession is going to turn into some kind of action, whether you really believe. When you really believe something, when you really accept it, you believe it, then you're going to cause a change to come about, and you're going to desire the things of God. And God will let you know when he's displeased about it. So we need to make sure we open up that communication. I told you the other day, I'm thankful for the communication with the Lord. God will communicate with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even after you've been taught, he will communicate with you. Let you know that you're here. Let you know when you're right, when you're wrong. But make sure we keep that line of communication open. But he allowed all this to wit that God was in Christ, was defiling the world unto himself, not in putting the trespass unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors, representatives. for Christ, though God did beseech you by us, we pray in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, listen, that we might be made the righteousness of him, of God in him. Listen, we are ambassadors. We should be. He expects us. He has invested too much in us. Hallelujah. 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 And we, when we say we are Christians, then we have a responsibility to be Christ-like. We have, yes, once you say, I believe, I receive, you know, then God puts a responsibility upon you. He expecting you now. You say you believe, you understand. Now he expecting you to accept his way and his will. He expecting you to don't move unless he, like Jesus did, the will of his Father. He didn't move unless His father granted him permission, or he makes sure it was his will. He makes sure that every step was governed by God that he made. He did not move out of the will of God. And God allowed, if it was so, if it wasn't important to God, but it was very important to him that he took a vessel, a part of himself that knew no sin. He wasn't a sinner, but sin was put upon him to make this ultimate sacrifice that we could be, oh, hallelujah, that a door could be open that was once shut. Hallelujah. Now we got to give an account at the judgment seat. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we be very careful in how we move. We should be very careful even being ambassadors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be careful to what God has invested with and walk carefully thereafter. That should help you. That should help you. That should help you. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Thank you, Jesus. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray. You in Christ stead be ye reconciled to God. Thank you, Jesus. For he has, this is really important, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So should we continue in sin since we have accepted that? Forbid. But God expects us, since he has invested so much in us, he expects us to be holy, hallelujah, to receive that you have made confession of. Thank you, Jesus. You accepted that. Now he wants you to walk in a way, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you be a witness. Hallelujah. He wants you to, oh, hallelujah, to keep that door open that he may communicate with you. Hallelujah. So just like when the Holy Spirit and Reverend Ryan was discouraged after he heard certain things, some strange doctrine, God can use a vessel. So you have to keep praying and be connected, but that same vessel that God uses, if we don't watch it, the adversary will slip in there and try to do his part, mix a little truth with error, and would deceive some. Oh, only thing you have to do is pray. Hallelujah. And God will give you the correct answer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. This is what I have for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing, for your gift, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
So, Rev.
There be one. Yes, sir.
Rev. Brother D hit us, but a long time ago, right? The people that fell off, too, right? Watch this here, though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because they're busy, too, though. But let me give you something, Rev. I'm really believing the ministry of God is true. You know, I really believe it's true because I believe when you are really doing what we call teaching and preaching God's word, like you just did, and what we try to do to convey to the people, sometimes you're gonna be misunderstood and understand.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. And the different from the us, I'm calling you, I'm going to do it, different from me and others and you yourself, is because we'll open our heart up and ask if you see something or say it.
Yes, sir.
If you see something was misunderstanding to you, hit the one button.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ever want nobody to leave and say they didn't get it. You know what I'm talking about? Or it wasn't explained right. It might be somebody who has more knowledge than me. And me, I don't say you, Rev, but myself, you know what I'm talking about. And can explain it better, you know what I'm talking about. And willing for you to hit that, you know what I'm talking about. it's so serious to me now, because salvation, I didn't got, man, I don't disrespect nobody. Man, all that hollering and tickling is a part to the ministry. I know, because of our culture, too. You know what I'm talking about? Man, sometimes I can listen to Mr. Adrian Rogers. I don't know if you ever heard him, Reverend. He just sit there and go over the word. And pastor, just sit there, go over the word. You know, the other minister just convey God's word without using so much ethics of trying to get you emotional, but trying to get you to hear the eschatology of life is before you, the end time. You know what I'm talking about? Getting you prepared to see God. And we know, brother, I'm going to tell you again, we know you're not going to walk this earth and not make a mistake, bump your head. We know this. But I just believe in my heart that we're saved by grace. I believe that in my heart.
Yeah.
I believe we're not under the law. We're not subjective under the law. But the law never was taken away that it could show you your sin. Jesus came so he can cleanse you from your sin. So the transgression is there. The iniquity is there. But Jesus came so he could wash it and put it under in the sea of forgiveness that he remembered no more.
Nah, that's right.
But why would Jesus say there's going to be two books? One going to be the dead, be judged out of one, and the one, the living, is going to be in the Lamb of Book of Life? That's a different judgment. You said the other day, Rev, when he calls some of us, he going to say, well done, my faithful servant.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. He going to say that. And then he going to say the other one, get away from me, thou worker of iniquity. Why would he say this,
iniquity,
man?
Iniquity.
And I love how he does it, because this is how God does it, brother. Whatever we say, I'm dealing with that. Whatever I say, whatever I say, if I say something in the midst or say something, I have so much earnest love for the Lord, he will clean it up because he knows how he wants to convey it to the people. You see what I'm saying?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, man. You know, so we don't care about nobody falling off. We just tell you like this here. We love you. Whoever stayed on, you know, it's good. We just thank y'all for staying on. We ask y'all to keep us in prayer. I'm not through with this. I'm going to go back and myself, I guess, in time with this because I don't want to be around nobody if I'm misleading them, man. I want to be able to teach it right. You know what I'm talking about? I want to be able to preach it that you can understand God's gospel. I know Rev feels the same way. You know, we ain't trying to get the back. We trying to get us a place.
I want to speak for my brother Lee.
Yes, sir, man.
I didn't mean to cut you off like that, my brother, but I know you'd be in and out, and I want to speak to you before you have to go,
sir.
I know you have to go. And the reason I want to speak to you, because I heard something you were saying this morning, first giving unto God, who is truly the head of my life. You know, when you say you love the Lord, brother, you say it because it's true. That's your feeling. And when you hear something that you feel is not right, when it comes to conveying God's word, it hurts because we love the Lord. The Bible has told man that when you do wrong willfully, he said, not so much willfully, but when you do wrong, he said it should grieve you to your heart instantly.
Yes,
that's what the word says. Okay, when you believe in God, you believe his word. Now, I said all that to say this. All that was said just to say this here. I heard my brother saying this morning how he was listening to this preacher, and it hurt. I could tell it hurt him. It hurt him because he couldn't get with what the man was saying to these people. Well, the Bible spoke of that, though. The Bible spoke of that. Now, watch this here, bro. Watch this here. You say how you can't, you know, you just can't lead these people any kind of way and say any kind of thing and think you're serving God. Yes, you can. I want you to understand what I'm saying. You can do all that. You can get up in that pulpit. You can teach God's word, and you can live any kind of way you want to live. You know what I'm saying? You can live any way. I know my brother feel what I'm saying already. See, he got me already. You can live any kind of life. You can go in the corner and sell drugs 6 days out the week and get up in there and preach God's word on Sunday. I told you before, and I tell you again, Marco told me a long time ago, he said, Nelp, he said, it's not written that way. He said, but it's in the word. We sometimes take scriptures and we dissect them a little bit so people can understand them. And one of them is where it said there'll be more preachers saving souls, and watch this part here, say they'll die and go to hell themselves. That is true. That's so true. So I repeat, you can live any kind of way you want to live. Now, it's going to hurt someone like a Reverend Bryant, a Reverend Henry, a Brother D, a Brother Taylor. It's going to hurt you when you see it because you know the way. See, when you know the way, it hurts. But to those people, see, a minute, hear me, brother, Lord have mercy, a minute will save souls and die and go to hell himself. I heard you say earlier, there's two things, and you know what I said, brother, I get this for the good, sometimes I tell it, because see, there's truly two things that God got in store for man. There's two, and it is depart or well done. Now, he said, I heard Reverend Eric was saying this morning, he just can't get with what the man was saying. Watch, I'm going to show you how you can get with him. Watch this here. Now, watch this here. Look here. He said, Lord, did I not cast out demons in your name? I know you can get with him. He said, Lord, did I not bring souls to you in your name? And he said, depart from me. So, see, yes. Now, watch this here. Both of y'all have heard me say this before. I don't knock it. I just don't get with it. I heard my brother say the other day, he said that my brother Randy's church is doing some great things. See, I'm not a fan of big churches. I'm just not. I'm not a fan of humongous churches. It could be because I came out of a small church. You know, my pastor knew everybody by first name basis. I'm not a fan of them because it comes down to what you put in the plate. You know, if the plate not right, I don't know you. If he not, Reverend Henry, pastor driving a new Cadillac, so we got to get ours. Ours got to have a bend. You know, this one makes me not be such a fan of him. But again, my brother, you understand it. You truly understand it. You don't want to look at it that way because you want to look at it through a God eye and not an earthly eye. See, when we see the man get up there and declaring the word of God, we don't want to look at him through a carnal eye. We want to be able to look at him through a spiritual eye. But sometimes we got to see what we see.
That's
all to us. Sometimes we got to just see what we see. You know, we'll tell ourselves that can't be. But sometimes, brother, we got to see and accept what we see. What did he tell Paul? He said, why persecutest thou me?
Why?
Why you doing it?
You
don't got no wind. He said, why you doing it?
it was so bad to him, Brother D. He said, why kick against the what? The prick.
Why kicking the prick?
Why you kicking the prick in my arm, brother?
why you keep doing that? See, that's what I was saying. I said, we got to accept what we see. I know it hurts to see a man, and you'll find those that get up there and they be so eloquently spoken.
Mm-hmm.
They be so educated in the word of God. Back up, buddy. Didn't Satan know the word of God?
Mm-hmm.
He knew the word of God so well until look how many he took out of heaven with him when he left. He didn't go by himself, did he?
Two-thirds.
You know what I'm saying? So I know it. See, the problem is that it hurts us when we see it done because we are so dedicated to delivering the word of God as the uncut, unadulterated truth. That's why it hurts. That's why it hurts right there. That's what makes it hurt. And I heard my brother say a long time ago, he said, you can make him take it back. My brother Tim told me the other day, matter of fact, he said it to me yesterday. He said, brother, he said, you see how many people call and they want you to pray for them. I said, well, they said, nah, brother, I want you to pray for me. You know, when someone tells you stuff of this nature, it should make you feel good. Yes, because you know you got to be doing something right in their eyesight if you're not doing it in God's eyesight. You're doing something right in their eyesight. And look here, see, that's the problem with man today. We want to live so right in a curl eye.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard the OJs did this song. I ain't too old to know the OJs. They said, for the love of money. He said, a woman sells her precious body for the almighty dollar. Now, I had a guy tell me one time, he said, why don't you get you a storefront man to start preaching? I thought he heard a call again. He said, man, you need to go on and preach. You find today, and this came to me a while back. The question came to me, said, but it really came as a statement. He said, man, I said, do you know that preaching is the new form of pimping now?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really, you know, I kind of shunned it. But later on, you think about it. He said, preaching is the new form of pimping now. And I'm going to get out the way. I spoke long enough. I just had to come in to help my brother change there because I know how you feel. I know how you feel. I promise you I do. When you know that you've been delivered and you know who delivered you, when you see him, when you see that man being played with or just think he's being played with, it do something to you. Or it do something to you. But you have to accept what we see. We got to accept what we see. And get you to accept as it is what it is. That's all it is, bro. That's it. I ain't gonna hold you long, but I just want to tell you that.
I want you, man. I want you to help me with this scripture. Teach me this scripture right quick before you go. He said he's gonna separate the wheat from the tare.
Wheat from the tare.
And he said, no. He's gonna put the goat on the left side, and he's gonna put the sheep on the left side.
All right.
Somewhere down the line, bro. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I said, look what he said before that. He said, let the wheat and the tare grow together.
Yes, sir.
They grow together.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'll separate.
And you know what? When you say that, that's what I was saying. I want to be transparent because I know I've just been doing this some time, man, you know. But I know. Sometimes when I hear error, man, I don't care what you got on your name or your in preaching. When I hear error, I hear error, man. I just thank God said, my sheep should know my voice.
Know my voice.
And I call them by name. Yeah, there you go. And I call them by their name. You know, I know your name. I know everybody call you Brother D, but somewhere on the line, and somebody say call, oh, somebody know you.
That's right. That's right.
Somebody know
you. That's the word.
Yes, it is. Yes, so, it is. So he said, a stranger, you will not hear. When you hear a follower.
You won't follow.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Because I believe we get hooked on these homiletics and these crafty teachings. A man, you know what I'm talking about? And the way they with their presentation to it is so, it feels like it's under the anointing. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And saying that, but saying this, man, they have a platform so big, man. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. One day we're going to answer to what we say, man. That's what I'm careful with my mind, man.
Amen.
I'm careful with my mind when I say something.
You know, you heard me say this before, my brother. My mother would come in from service, and she would say, oh, Rip went on about his business today. That man lost his mind. And I said, well, what are we preaching about? And they can't tell me. They can't tell. They can tell me how he hooped and danced across the bench, but they can't tell me what he preached about. See, you missed it. See, we said, and we wait on the excitement. We wait on the jumping and the screaming and the whooping. And if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. Wait on that. And when we get there, it's exciting. But the word of God is the priest out there.
What is it? You know that the world of mine.
Yes, sir.
He came.
That's what we wait on.
For the brother Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, brother Jerry?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Remember him again.
Yes,
sir. Yes, I hear you, dog. I hear you,
yes,
dog.
Yes, sir.
You
can't tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing. After that, you can't tell me nothing. That's what I mean. You know, we do that, though, bro. We do it. I swear we do. We do it. We get hooked on that. That's what my brother be saying when he said the homiletics. We get hooked on that. And we done missed the word of God already. The word of God.
And watch this, brother D. You're going to be guilty when I say this one here. You're going to be guilty when I say this here. And I love hearing it, too.
I
get with them.
Hey. My pastor told me one time, my pastor said at church one time, he said, I can tell just as easy when I'm preaching. He said, because when I'm preaching and preaching good, he said, bro, DK said still. He said, he'll take a seat back there in the back, and I know anything, he up there in the front row. But see, he make it there before the hoop can get there. See, when the word of God is being preached, it's being taught. The teaching is the preaching. The hooping is me talking to God. But a lot of us, but see, here's the thing, though, bro. You know yourself, Reverend Henry. You know yourself, is that through that excitement, we do just what the Bible says. Do, but we do it the wrong way. The Bible says, "If I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me." So what we do when we do that, we start drawing men unto me. We draw to the wrong me. See, we need to be drawn to he instead of me. We need to take that M out of the way and put an H in there so we can draw to him instead of me. We be drawn unto me. That's where the wrongness come in here. And then as we look up and we start drawing, we realize if we don't watch ourselves, if we don't watch ourselves, sisters and brothers, we'll start thinking it's me doing it. We'll start thinking it's me doing it. We'll forget where it comes from if we don't watch ourselves. See, we get too big.
Yeah.
And I have searched the Bible. I mean, I can't say it's not there, because there are some things I just hadn't found. There are some things God just not. I heard my brother say it earlier. I know it to be true because the word said it. There are some things he just not going to let us see until that time. He just not going to reveal it to us here. We won't get it here. It's just not meant for us to get here. And I've often searched to try to find what he preached to big congregations, what he had. And I've seen this in gospel field. I've seen gospel groups, and I used to travel with that group. I sing you all songs a lot. Let's travel with them a lot. And they were singing just as hard as they were singing in front of 2 people or 2,000. He was singing just like, Lord would never change his pace. And I say that because I've been where I've seen preachers get up and preach 2 minutes, and I've seen that same preacher get up and preach 30 minutes, according to the size of the crowd. See, we start thinking we're doing it. We're doing it. We forget who's doing it. We start thinking we're doing it. Hey, bro, watch this here. I'm going to throw you a flip. What did Moses do when Moses struck that rock? What did Moses say? Moses asked the Lord to give me water, didn't he? He said, I command it. That way he went wrong right there, didn't he? See, we start thinking it's us. If he never said I, he'd have been all right. If he never said I, who am I to command? Who am I? He was doing good. He was doing great. He had done everything just like the Lord said. When he went in to see Pharaoh, he told him, I am sent me, didn't he? But when he got stuck down there, he said, I. Now, who am I? Nobody.
So take him out, huh?
I'm going to let you see it, but you ain't going to cross over with him.
Yeah. Yeah, you sure did.
But that's
that.
A lot of these preachers that we see today doing that, you're going to be a lot of people going to step in and say, I sat before Pastor D. I sat before Pastor Eric. But where is he at? Mm-hmm. All the way down in hell burning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I know we got to get on, man. I know we got to get on. That's what I was saying, Brother D. Mm-hmm. I just when I heard him, because I heard this guy, so he's got the word. I'm not saying don't want the word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just the way he delivered it, you know what I'm talking about. And just to me, yeah. It's just me. You know, I work for them people in there, you know. But I still believe, man, that the conviction of the Holy Ghost is not going to let you just live in sin, man. I just don't believe it, man. You're going to have
to. Well, he can't, because if
mind.
He did, he wouldn't say it would grieve you instantly. But the Bible says yep. It would grieve you instantly. He wouldn't. See, one thing, see, here's the deal, bro. We know God. We can say we know. If you accept Christ, then you saying you know, right? So we can say we know. We know he make no mistakes because we accept him as our Lord and Savior. So we got the right to say that now. So with us having the right to say that, we got the right to say that you cannot live any kind of way. You cannot do anything. We got the right to say that. So and then now, here's what I'm trying to get you to see. That not only did he give us that right to say that, he also you see it all the time. He ain't gonna let you like no fool. He's not gonna let you make no fool like yourself. If I'm up here preaching, and I'm preaching the unadulterated truth, my pastor told me one time his pastor was up and his pastor said something wrong, and he went to him after the service, and the pastor told him, he said, Deacon Harris, I'm so glad that you came to me. Because he grieved him right then. Because he don't want to lead nobody wrong. It's just like you and I have talked about it before with Reverend Jasper Williams. Reverend Jasper Williams said for years I've been preaching it wrong. Yeah. But what did he do? As soon as he came to the realization that
repent.
He was wrong, what did he do? He repented.
Repent. Joe did. He did.
Yeah, he repented.
He did. And he's a renowned speaker.
Yes,
he's been preaching and pastoring for 61 years. And he
for
said, man, I was doing this wrong, man. I was doing this wrong, man. He was transparent, you know. Yeah.
Yes, right.
That's why it's kind of hard to make God's word.
You can feel the sorrow in his heart.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's kind of hard to make God's word an absolute on things, you know. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can look at it and he can come back the next day. Reverend, just read the scripture he read, man. Come back a day or two later and God give him a different revelation in it, man.
I was sitting up in my garage here a few years back and I fell asleep with my Bible in my hand. I was sitting out there reading in the garage, waiting on some cars to come through. And as I was sitting there, I ain't got my Bible. I told you guys just before how I had this Jehovah Witness live down the street from where he's moved to Atlanta now. But he's coming out of Atlanta to work on his car, and him and I were wrestling. I mean, we were wrestling. And my pastor always said, y'all good for each other. So, because you're not going to let him stomp you, and he don't want you to stomp him. So that keeps you two going. And he used to always tell me, he said, you always run and get that one scripture. I said, that's all I need. I tell my, I said, all I need is the word of God. That's all I need. That's all I need. You know, and he was sincere in what he was saying. Now, he was sincere, and he walked a tight rope. But no matter how tight a rope you walk, if you not all in, you might well be all out. You might well be all out. There's no in between. So I just had to come in and speak to you for a minute, bro, because I could really feel what you're saying, because I've been there. When you hear someone like that, and then they have a magnitude, it's funny because a man that's truly 100%, 110% in, he'll get two or three people. A man that's just living a world in life and conveying God's word on Sunday, he'll have 2,000 or 3,000, 20,000 people. You know, I heard one of these big magnitude preachers say one time, a young man wanted to introduce a friend of his to him. And the pastor told him he didn't have time. He leaned over and told the pastor how many millions and millions of dollars he had. He said, he's someone I need to know. It's funny how he changed just that quick, didn't it? He in a nanosecond, he said, "I he really didn't have time." But he's worth $75 million. He said he's someone I need to know.
My God. Reverend Henry, you know me and Brother D Long went it, so we sorry to come behind you. You know, Jamal, but
I heard you say this photo. You said you have to read to show yourself approved.
Yes, sir.
You'll be a work for that thee, not be ashamed.
Yes,
learning
sir.
To rightly divide. Not divide. But anybody can do division. He said, but rightly divide. And that's what you got to know. You got to rightly divide this word, man. And God will give it to you. He will.
Ooh.
I'm gonna get out. I thank the Lord for the word this morning. I just thank the Lord. I just thank God, man. I really do. I just thank God because I'm just. I say all the time. I'm just dumb enough to know that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would I be?
Seeing upside down.
I can't hear you, Rev. See what you got going on? What'd you say? Not upside down. What'd you say?
I said seeing upside down.
You know I heard you, man. I'm just messing with you.
I heard it.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you.
See, Rick, that's why I fell in love with that song when I heard it say, give me you.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop listening to it. I started sitting there and I could think, give me you. Ain't that so?
God bless you, man. That's a beautiful song. What you reading something from hey, Martha, what you doing?
Yeah, yes, sir. Seeing upside down.
Okay. Come on with it, Doc.
Praise the Lord. She gave us seeing upside down, Matthews. Praise the Lord. Matthews, the ninth chapter. Those who are well have no need of a physician. But those who are sick.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 9 and 12 says, praise the God. Taking God's assignment seriously means that we must learn to look at the world upside down, as Jesus did. Instead of seeking out people with resources who can do us favor, we look for people with few resources. Instead of the strong, we find the weak. Instead of the healthy, look for the sick. Instead of the spiritual, the sinful. Oh, thank you, Lord. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but it's those that are sick. Sick. Oh, hallelujah. You have not called us to righteousness, but sinners to repentance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You see, if you see a needy world through the eyes of Jesus, you know that many in the last day they won't just endure sound doctrine, but they'll look for that they become lovers so much of the flesh. That he turns from the spiritual unto the fleshly and try to do God's word that way. They won't divide it rightly. But they'll take part of it mixed with things that would be pleasing unto the flesh and try to tie that in. Try to fleshly in with the spiritual. But he wants your heart. Okay. They don't need you in between, you know. He wants you to be a goat or a sheep.
That's what he said.
Unright or righteous, you know. choose your this day. It didn't say, he said, choose your this day. You know, let's get it straight right now. Who you gonna say?
Yes, sir.
Let's ponder over this thing. I want you to make a decision right now. You know, who told you you had tomorrow?
That's right.
Who told you you had later to do it?
Do it right now.
Who told you the next hour was promised?
Oh, Lord.
Who told you you had much time to play and be foolish? Who told you that? Who knows you? Who knows you better than God? He has the date set aside. He'll call you into judgment. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, look at it upside down. Oh, God's direction. God's direction. As we trust in God, he directs our steps. As we trust in him.
Yes,
God engineers everything. Oh, wherever he puts us, our great aim is to pour out a wholehearted devotion to him in that particular work. I heard you say many times, Brother D, Brother Carl, Brother Debo, whichever one. Hey, you may get weary.
Yeah, that's right.
In the work, but you don't get weary.
Amen.
Let's get tired sometimes, but our spirit is always willing. Yes, Lord,
willing.
In our spirit. And when we lean after that spirit that is eternal, the flesh that is simple can get strength, because the flesh gets weak, but the spirit is willing. The spirit says, yes, Lord. All the time. When we get spiritual, that carnalness, that foolishness, it irritates us when we're spiritual.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's direction. Thank you. Also, she gave us what? I see here this book says, God's plan for you. Hallelujah. She gave us in a picture, said, God's plan for you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has set us sealed orders for each of us, not only that we'll go where his beloved children, but understand the unique ways, hallelujah, the unique ways we can serve him through our gifts, passions, to lead us, oh, hallelujah, he'll lead us as we trust and delight in him. Oh, hallelujah. Notice it's all centered around God's will and God's way for our lives, that we may be beneficial. Because he knows where the pitfall is. He knows that he can unfold every craftiness. He can every cunning. It sounds good, and then that flesh would yearn after them. But how can the flesh want the things of God? How can we be pleasing to God in our flesh, but only by our spirit? Because with our flesh, we was born in sin, but shapen in iniquity, but spiritually, we sought another way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spiritually, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God's plan for us. It was so important to him that he would take part of himself and reconcile the world back to him. That he can let it be said, whosoever will, let him come. Thank you, Lord. Whosoever desire, to accept this plan of salvation, let him come. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Annie, for those beautiful. Thank you, dear. Spiritual nuggets, as we call them. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the God's plan for you. God's direction. And seeing it upside down. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm glad that it was wounded. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad he gave us his way that I could have a better way. Turtle doves, they couldn't do it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Say it again, Ariel. Say it again. It was his way.
Couldn't do it. His way. His will. Yes, sir. If other sacrifices was acceptable, hallelujah. If other sacrifices was acceptable, why did Jesus come? If other sacrifices could do it, could fix it for mankind.
Yes, sir.
Why did we
been still counting goats right now. We're still sacrificing lambs right now.
I'm glad he reconciled himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he wants us to be ambassadors. You know, John asked the question, Reverend Brian, Brother D, he asked the question when he was in prison, I believe. He said, is he the one that should we look for another?
That's the question.
Oh, but God is the only one that can answer your question with a question. Do you? Y'all go help me. Oh, Lord. You know, if you want to believe me for my work's sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want somebody to believe in, look at their walk. What do they show you? Do they show a life that they know my Redeemer lives? Do they? Oh, hallelujah. When they pray, our prayers answered. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Let the name of the Lord. Say so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Shall we look for another? Are you yet being healed in his name? Are you yet being set free from affliction? From some still getting delivered at the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Some not abandoned with things that sin that so easily beset them, but at the name of Jesus. Every human need. Oh, everything created. Oh, hallelujah. For his majesty, that knee will have to bow. Thank you, Jesus. If it was so important to God, there's no other way that men might be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, don't play with it. Thank you, Jesus. Don't play with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What will a man give in exchange? If he gain the whole world. Vain fortune, money. Oh, hallelujah. Pride, prestige. For those that love him and accept his way, even after we get our reward, our crown, what we going to do? we going to give it back, throw it at his feet, because it was so Hallelujah. When you come to really know, your humble heart is to search and groan and want His way. His way, His will for your life. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Give a look to Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God hasn't spoken. I mean, truthful, man. You know, God has spoken. I put it that way.
Thank
he has spoken. And if it be His will, we'll be back next week. And hoping God is will speak to us again in His own time, because you know how to do it. You know. But we just ask for Him to come in. And bless us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank Him for Him coming today and blessing us. We thank Him for the word, not the entertainment, but the lifting of His word to men's and women's of God and children of God. Follow Him. Because He is the Most High. He got all power in His hand. You know, there's no other God like Him. And we just want to thank Him for this day. Thank Him for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. May it rule, rest, and abide with us henceforth, now, and forevermore.
Yeah.
We believe in the sweet Spirit of God. So we ask that we go in peace. We ask to keep us together in love, because we believe He has spoken. We believe He's spoken.
Yes.
And I really believe that He wants to be fruitful. Nobody can say they didn't get out enough, that they couldn't hear. We believe there's enough gospel taught and preached to save millions of people if they receive it. We just ask God's will to be done. And we thank Him for His will. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord.
Yeah.
We thank You, Father God, for Your sweet Spirit that has been in this place. We thank You for Your answering all of our prayers, Lord. Even for the things we haven't even asked for, You already got in advance for us, Lord. We just ask You, Father God, to bless us as we tarry into this day, Lord. As we go down through the hours, Lord, to be with some driving the highways and byways, Lord, we ask You to keep them, hold them straight down, even the ones on the right, the side, the left side, behind them. Lord, let it be that they get to their destination safely, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as we travel this world spiritually, that we keep You in our minds and our heart, Lord. Lord, that we never leave You, Lord, that we always be with You, Lord. Lord, we just thank You for Your Spirit, Lord, that had You spoke today. Thank You for the word, the preach word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank You for the nuggets that Sister Aunt Martha gave us. Thank You for Brother D coming
thank
home.
You, Lord.
Giving his
thank
discourse.
You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Encouragement, Lord. We just ask You, Father God, that we lift up God's plan. Even the ones that fell off or couldn't stay, Lord, we just pray for them too as well, Lord. Whoever had made them had to leave, we just pray for them, Lord. You know man's and children, Lord. So we just pray for them, Lord. And the ones that took time out to stay all the way through, we ask You, Lord, if it be Your will, Lord, give them a special blessing today.
Special blessing, Lord.
Because we believe being obedience better than sacrifice, Lord. So, Lord, just bless them.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank You for the ministry of God's plan. We ask for as we decrease, for You always increase in our life, Lord. So in this day,
yes,
Lord, keep us, Lord. Yeah, some of us might be the path of wounded, Lord, but since You came, Lord, we haven't been the same, Lord. So we thank You for Your ever-present in our life, Lord. We love You, Lord. We love you. We love you. And we express love to one another, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
One of those songs I'm stuck on, real. I'm stuck on this song. I heard you say it. I'm stuck on this song, man. I'm stuck
praise
on
the Lord.
This song.
What else I want to be stuck on? What else I want to be stuck on?
Thank you.
So glad.